the hardest part figuring out who you're going to play?
I think the hardest part is just waiting, period. Because come around Saturday or Sunday, especially, you know, feeling real fresh, guys will want to play football, and you'll see it on TV, and you'll be excited to play. It's an exciting time. You know, I don't know if it's the unknown of who it is. I think it's just let's get it going.
Having been through it, knowing what it takes to win a Super Bowl, do you see the guys in here buying what you're selling when you tell them what it takes?
I mean, listen, the way I look at things is I was a part of winning a Super Bowl. You know, I didn't have any of the answers or anything like that. I've just seen what I know guys that have been there year after year after year have told me, and I can pass that along a little bit. There's other guys in this team that have been lucky enough to be a part of a Super Bowl team as well. And I think anytime a young player talks to an older player, they're going to listen anyways, but when you have that, even more so.
Will you be watching this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I watch it like a fan. I enjoy watching it.
Will you take notes or anything? Or,
A little bit, you know, on my phone maybe. I'm not going to have like a notepad, but I'll probably sit back, enjoy. We've earned the right to sit and watch games for a week and play one less game.
So do you feel like there's a reset that needed to happen with this team?
Say again?
Do you feel like there's a reset that needed to happen with this team in these next 2 weeks, kind of coming off maybe some stumbles toward the end of the regular season?
I mean, I don't really buy into that. I think we need to play our best football. You know, every team has got to get better going into the playoffs because whoever you play is going to be the best team you played all year. Just because of the level of execution that they're going to bring and the level of focus and the level of intensity. So even a team that's played, you know, ridiculously good football their past the last couple weeks, they still got to pick it up a notch. We all do, and that's what it's going to take.
Sacks don't often tell the true story of the pass rush. I mean, you guys only have 9 sacks in the last 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been better than that in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it. I mean, I know personally, and some other guys can speak to this, you play a decent game, you get 1 sack, everybody says, man, you're really rolling. We really see it. You're playing your best ball. You know, if you play, you could play one of your best games and not get on that lead, on that sack stat sheet. So I think we've had a little bit of that going on where guys are rushing well. The ball might be out. You know, certain guy. I think teams respect us up front, and they're going to change the way they operate on third down. So.
Yeah, you're facing a lot of quarterbacks. Like Eli.
You see 7 man. It's all respect, and I think we have a really well respected front.
Chris, looking ahead to a team like New Orleans with Drew Brees and those 2 running backs, what kind of matchup problems does that present defense?
I don't mean to be short about this, but I don't know who we're going to play. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to speculate whether it's New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta. There's 3 good football teams that we could play, and so I don't want to go down any single road yet.